first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Linda Ponzini was caught in the act at Eric's Deli.
Have you ever walked out of a public restroom with your belt unbuckled? Yesterday at Eric's Deli, I was busy grabbing more than my fair share of the good times for my illegal Airbnb when I noticed a woman looking at my waistline. I will admit to consuming more pot than normal now that it's practically legal in Santa Cruz, but I haven't had a drop of alcohol since Thanksgiving. I hate it when this happens, I said as I buckled my belt, sounding like this happens to me all the time. Then I noticed I was in actuality grabbing a stack of the not-for-free Santa Cruz Comic News. I left Eric's Deli with my purloined papers, wondering if I had flushed the toilet and worried for my failing memory. I do the New York Times crossword puzzle every day, read all the news, and I'm learning to play the ukulele and guitar. But it's like working out is for your body. No matter how many hours a day I exercise, my body continues to deteriorate. I tried to comfort myself with something I recently saw on Facebook. Old age is a privilege denied to many. But it was small consolation. I had to look up how to spell privilege. Now, if I could just locate my keys, glasses, and a car, I could escape the now staring woman. I'm Linda Ponzini, and I enjoy writing fiction, playing the harp, and lurking around Eric's Deli seeking inspiration for my short stories.
This program was produced by Matilda Rand. If you have a story you'd like to share, send a 240-word piece to First Person Singular at ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.